We have a lot of other things to cover here, but I look to Dr. Sherwood. Are we moving?
Joe Biden, wake up. Joe Biden, wake up. 9/11.
One of the things that I strongly believe is
Joe Biden, wake up.
I should probably go home.
I'm tired.
Joe Biden, wake up.
Joe. I'm tired.
Joe Biden.
What's happening?
Joe Biden, I've been talking.
What's happening?
Joe, no!
Hello, Mr. President. Wake up.
You should have to pay nearly $6,400 more than you would today.
Wake up.
Forged out of the past and into the present, into the dream of the future.
A little late today, oh well. Better late than never. Good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Today is Monday, April 24th, 2023. I'm Luigi with the American branch of the Paul News Network. What are we going to talk about today? Ooh, today is a great black pill day. I'm not even going to talk about Paul News Central. Paul News Central, today is too important for you. Oh well. I guess today we're just going to be talking about other things or something. I don't even have to look at Paul News Central. I guess I'll look at Paul News Central. No, you spoil things. No. First, it's over, Earth Rockers. Then J.K. Rowling tweets The Amazing Atheist. Then Tucker Carlson gets fired from Fox along with Don Lemon. And then we'll close the show out with ADL talking about Tucker Carlson being fired and how they're gloating about it. And Handsome Truth has been banned off of Odyssey. It's now been banned off of every fucking platform there is. They got him. They got us. We're fucking done, really. I mean, Black News Central pill. So that'll be the show. Gonna be a horrible, terrible black pilly day today. Hello, welcome. First, it's over, Earth Rockers. Bam Margera is on the run from police in Pennsylvania. Apparently, he got some sort of altercation with his brother. Said he was going to kill everybody and then ran off into the forest like a madman on the loose. If you only knew how bad things really are. Yeah, really. Oh, man. Everyone says, this started after his friend died. No. It's long before then. This is the path alcohol takes you on. People think that this is any other path he could have taken, but this is the only path. This was the only destination there was. Wasted and wounded. Yeah, this is the end of the path he chose. He started banging on his brother Jesse's bedroom door around 8 a.m. on Sunday and left an ominous note behind. Jesse told police the sign letter from Bam read, "If you ever fucking think of calling the police on me, I will officially fuck you up." Jesse goes on to say he then went downstairs to find Bam peeing into the kitchen sink, at which point a fight allegedly broke out in the docks. Jesse claims Bam wailed on him and struck him multiple times in the head, and cops make note of this in the report. Due to visible injuries, they say they observed. After the brawl, Jesse goes on to allege Bam said, "I'll kill you. Put a bullet in your head." Jesse also told police that Bam alleges he said he'd also kill everyone in the house, the occupants of which at the time included his dad and two other women. This American says the dude's extremely bipolar IRL. Been watching him since CKY. He's never been the same since Dundai. Ah, see right there. He's never been the same since Dundai. Shut the fuck up. Yes, it affected him. He was drinking alcohol long before then. Fucking fuck off, man. They were all on the downhill tumble. It just accelerated it. He would have got there eventually. Everyone's talking about how they're everything is built upon degeneracy in the Jackass series, and they've all just brought this upon themselves. I mean, yeah, pretty much. I mean, it's kind of what I was getting at. Yep, yep. God, Bam looks fucked up. Become ungovernable. Yes, exactly. It's the Saddam Hussein meme, but instead of Saddam Hussein, it says Bam. That's great. That made me chuckle. That's great. Damn, Bam, wish you were still with us. She'd love to hang out again. My brother misses you, HH. I'm alive, brother, but I miss you, Dad. Sad, bro. Hulk Hogan thought he was dead. I'm alive, but you're cool too, Hulk Hogan. Wow, holy shit. Holy fucking shit. I hope this guy says fuck. I hope that's real. Me too. Me too, dude. Oh, fucking crazy. This guy's life is a road to hell. Holy shit. Whatever. Next thread. J.K. Rowling tweets the amazing atheist. Say what you want about gender identity ideology. Can't deny it's attracted some of the world's greatest thinkers. That was her tweet in response to the amazing atheist's most recent tweet that got so many updvotes. Pregnant men, girl dicks, pregnant men, girl dicks, pregnant men, girl dicks, pregnant men, girl dicks. Oh my god, I used to watch this man. I used to watch TJ Kirk. I used to watch this faggot. Oh my god. First post is an American saying, we live in a world where J.K. Rowling found out about the amazing atheist's banana incident. God. J.K. Rowling says, people keep telling me about the banana. I had no need or wish to know about the banana. Dude, I checked it. It's real. It's fucking real, guys. We live in this timeline. We do live in this timeline. It's real. This Ireland Anon says, God, atheists are so cringe. No, just TJ Kirk. He got famous because of YouTube's algorithm. That's YouTube mixed with algorithm. YouTube's banana. Yeah, he's a faggot. For those that didn't know, he's a faggot. Of course he is. He's a degenerate loser that just longs for female attention. It's just sad and pathetic. Like he is. He is so pathetic. He used to rant on and on and, I mean, video after video after video bashing marijuana. How bad marijuana was. How bad the people that smoked marijuana were. Constantly bashed it, man, because his roommate was a pothead and he thus associated weed with his roommate. Thus, everything he hated about his roommate, he personified into his videos about pot. Lo and behold, now he smokes pot. Now he's this pothead, guys. He loves pot. It's the greatest fucking thing ever. Wow. God, I hate people like that. I hate people like that so much. So much. He is the quintessential hypocrite. World's greatest thinker, J.K. Rowling. Dude, that's exactly what I would have done. Kind of brilliant. I think all Bibles should contain a disclaimer identifying the contents as mythology. Churches should be heavily taxed, and that money should be used to fund science education and critical thinking education for young people and adults. Dude, fuck you, amazing atheist. This has almost 1 million views. Fuck you. I kind of agree with you. I think churches should be taxed because they're the only tax-exempt entity in our country. So that's why I think they should be taxed, because I don't think there should be a single tax-exempt entity that's just gets free reign in our system like that. I just don't think it's fair. That's what I think. Not for control. Okay, now, you... Every word in this tweet is about control. Every single word. I think all Bibles should contain a disclaimer. So from now on, every single Bible has to have this in it. Okay? Wow, great government oversight. Wow, thank you, amazing atheist. Great fucking political oversight. Now what? Identifying the contents as mythology. Oh, wow. Okay, so you get to define what Christianity is, because you're the end all be all. Great, good to know. Churches should be heavily taxed. Okay, so now you're gonna implement a new tax on us, and you're gonna tell us where that tax money should be distributed to. Oh, science education and critical thinking education. What the fuck is critical thinking education? Sounds a sure lot like indoctrination to me. Is any amount of this funding from the Bibles or whatever, from the taxed churches, is that going to go to transitioning seminars? I bet it would. I bet some of that money would even find its way to drag shows somehow, because it's a powerful message for children or some crazy bullshit. That's where we're at. That's where we're at in the society. People raise up. I mean, with all the shit that's come out about TJ Kirk and the stuff he's done, the degenerate shit he does to get popularity, it blows my mind. He has no self-control. He probably is drowning in money, drowning in it. I have no clue how he couldn't be, unless he's just literally the definition of gluttony. Whatever. Next part of the show. Tucker Carlson and Don Lemon have been removed from their positions at Fox News and wherever the fuck Don Lemon works, whatever the fuck that channel is, who cares, no one knows. This is insane. When I heard about this, my jaw was on the floor. Likewise, everyone else's was on the floor. You saw the threads. They've kind of died down a little bit, but what is this if not the start of whatever's coming? It's like the Kikes are playing every card they have. They are showing their hand. They're putting it all on the table. Why? In preparation for what? The crash. They're positioning for full control. They're positioning themselves to have the most influence so that when the crash happens, they can spin the narrative how they want it to go. So they have to make sure that before everything crashes, before everything happens, all the pieces are in place, all the pawns are set, all the plans laid out. All the CEOs have to be replaced with poos so that they take the fall. All the pieces have to be in play, guys. They got to remove all the kikes from the CEO positions. Got to place some poos back in there so that all the CEOs have been replaced when the crash comes about. So that when they can all point the finger at them and be like, they did it. They did it, not us. We're not even in power anymore. Israel does not consider us their ally, man. I mean, this needs to all change. This is not cool. Not cool. Like, what is going on here? What is the play? Is Tucker a CIA agent with Project Mockingbird? And this is some crazy fucking 4D chess play where Tucker's going to run for president for realsies against Trump or some crazy fucking shit. Like, what is this, man? I read things today. ADL letter to Fox News condemns Tucker Carlson in passion defense of great replacement theory. There's been word floating around that the Kikes got him removed for talking about January 6th. The horse face, Miss Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, merely a day ago said that Tucker Carlson should be removed because of January 6th shit. Little weird timing there. How did she get access to that? She knew he was going to get fired. Okay, that wasn't by happenstance that she just made that call. She's not a fucking super genius that made a really good call randomly. Like, oh, he should be fired from Fox News and then he's fired. No, she knew. Who told her? Who fucking leaked that to her? This is like the levels of treachery, of control these Kikes have where they are. I mean, this Tucker Carlson thing, they just paid Dominion $1 billion. They just paid Dominion $1 billion. It's, they're paying out the people that stole our election. This company stole the election. They're all in cahoots together. It's insane. They're all in cahoots together. They're all patting each other on the back. They're all on the fucking, how hard is it to just be in Zoom groups with each other? All of these CEOs are in Zoom groups with each other. They're all breaking the racketeering laws. They're all breaking the talk. Like, back in the day, they used to say, oh, you can't talk. The CEOs are not allowed to talk to each other. Okay, but that's what they're all doing. They're all doing that. They're all talking to each other. They're all playing behind the scenes. They're all working together. It's all racketeering. It's all scams. It's all shekels. This guy says, green text, just learned about Tucker getting shit-canned, LOL. 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 LMAO, even. I'm old enough to remember back when Glenn Beck was FNC's golden boy, and this was him a few short years after they cut him loose. This is Tucker Carlson's future. You talk about how Glenn Beck just ingested Cheetos and got all fat. Dude, what? Dude's like a millionaire, man. He's enjoying his life of luxury. He has like millions and millions of dollars from Fox, bro. He's set. He's good. He's good. And he's also built an empire after that. It's crazy. I've been listening to him a lot more, but oh my God. Okay, guys. End of the show today. I'll talk about it at the end of the show. I'm getting off track. Tucker got fired. Don Lemon got fired. It's connected to the $1 billion that Fox News just laundered to Dominion, okay? Because that's all that settlement was money laundering. They were giving Dominion $1 billion and no one's even talking about it. No one's about it. Guys, if even half of this corruption was going on 20 years ago, everyone would be losing their fucking shit about this. Fox News just gave Dominion $1 billion. No questions asked. What? No one's talking about it. No one's questioning that. It makes sense if... It makes sense if Bill O'Reilly is getting sued by a woman and he actually fucking molested that woman and you have to bury that so that your network doesn't get bad press, okay? That's understandable why you would settle that suit. That makes sense. Settling a suit with Dominion over free speech, a guaranteed amendment by our Constitution, okay, about news. A case you would most certainly win because there's all the proof in the world that election was stolen. All the proof. No one will look at it. Why? Okay. And here's another example of no one looking at it. They didn't want to look at it so much they were willing to launder $1 billion. How much did that CEO of Fox get kicked back to him of that fucking billion, that cool billion he just scammed from Fox News? I think they know, guys, this is what's happening. They know all their companies are going to crash. So they're funneling money from the companies they know are going to go under into companies they know will survive. Okay. When everything crashes, you think Dominion's going to crash too? It'll crash, but not like the rest of the companies. It'll probably survive. It'll survive. It's like Pfizer and the medical companies. It's like even if everything crashes, they have such a bloat of money and capital and wealth that they could probably weather that storm of their stock tanking because they have the physical assets to back their shit up because they've stolen so much money from the American people. They've stolen so much of what we had. The kikes have taken so much from us. They should really be tried for treason. If the stock market crashes again, we cannot allow them to bail these people out. They must be put on trial for treason. Nothing else. Treason. Helping China, helping Russia, helping our enemies to weaken America. Weaken us so that they can profit as individuals. That is treason. Fox News Corp has lost $930 million. See, so they pay $1 billion to Dominion, then they lose $1 billion in market value from firing Tucker Carlson. Does this make sense as a company if you want to survive? No. The only way this makes sense in a logical mind is if you know your company is going to fail and you're trying to squeeze as much out of it as possible before it does. Like, there's shenanigans afoot here. There's shenanigans at such a high corruption level, we can only fathom. King Chud is no more. This thread starts with a picture of Jonathan Greenblatt from the ADL. It's about time. For too long, Tucker Carlson has used his primetime show to spew anti-Semitic, racist, xenophobic, anti-LGBTQ hate to millions. ADL has long called for his firing. Ugh, so dumb. Another win for the Jews. Mika. They are flexing and flaunting their power like they never have before. The House Bill 269 in Florida the bill that's going to outlaw flyers in not so specific terms, passed the House chamber with 114 yeas and zero nays. Zero. Not a single person voted against this. If you were ever, this is going to pass with utmost certainty. This House Bill 269 will pass the Senate, and I guarantee you, Kike Master Ron DeSantis, leader of the Kikes, will pass that piece of shit into law and not veto it, because he is but a Kike puppet. And Florida will be the first state where anti-Semitism is a felony. A felony. Anti-Semitism in Florida will be a felony thanks to this law that will pass. So they are putting all of the pieces into place for when the crash happens, so they cannot be blamed. You see, they will make it illegal or inconvenient to speak of their name. They don't want you talking about them. They don't want you exposing the Jews. This is Orwellian. Orwellian. And just for the sprinkle cherry on top, HT has now been banned from Odyssey. Jews that hate speech. You won't be streaming anywhere because Goyim TV's broken. Sorry, guys. Computer developer wants $10,000 to make Goyim TV functionable. Hopefully, we'll have the old shitty Goyim TV working sometime this week. Hi there, HT. We've received multiple reports for your channel. Upon review, we found your channel contains repeated sincere violations of Rule 8. So HT has been banned off of Odyssey. It's happened. It's done. Where does HT go? We know BitChute's compromised. You get banned off BitChute. SaltShaker's shown that. You get banned off Rumble, that's for sure. I've got a bunch of my videos have been taken off of Rumble. I know they'd ban me in a heartbeat if they got word from the ADL. And now we have Odyssey cucked as fuck. I mean, where do you go? Where do we go? Where do we go? Anywhere that gets halfway popular gets targeted by the Kikes. You see, this is what the Kikes do. If the site starts to get popular, they DDoS it and they attack it. They attack it from all angles so that the one most popular site that everyone uses, they are the ones that control it. They use this to keep it. I mean, they have a real evil fucking system going down, man. They attack everyone, all the up-and-comers. They attack them, crush them, keep them down so that they're the only successful ones. It's probably what they do in real life. I mean, if you look at what they do online to people where they DDoS them and crush them down, and then they lift themselves up to the top pinnacle. That's what they're doing in real life, man. They're crushing whites, blacks, Asians, every other Goyim cattle race to the bottom. They're pushing them down, and then they're elevating themselves on top of everyone so that they're the leaders. They're the champions. Israel will be the center of the world. It will be. They'll make it happen. At whatever the cost. That's what the religion tells them. That's the show. Tucker Carlson, Don Lemon, fired because of Kikes, or because of who the fuck really knows why, because of the Dominion lawsuit. It is Kikes all the way down. It's money all the way down. It's corruption at the highest levels. We are in the billions of dollars of corruption levels now. We're at the point of corruption where people can launder $1 billion. Easy. That's where we're at. How do you fix this? I think at this point, you just got to tear it down and start again, right? I love you guys. Please like, comment, subscribe. I love you all. That's the show. Bye. Goodbye. Goodbye. That's the show. Bye. Oh my God. I almost clicked that stop recording, but I forgot to tell you guys. Remember when I was talking about Glenn Beck? And I was like, I'll talk about Glenn Beck later. Well, here I am talking about Glenn Beck later. Hey, guys, what's up? I'm talking about Glenn Beck now. He's fat and cute. You know, he's like, you want to grab his cheek and like, you know, like kind of wiggle it back and forth and be like, yeah, you're so cute, Glenn Beck. You're like cute little chubby piggy. You know. Anyways, Glenn Beck is completely brainwashed by the kikes that use Christianity to brainwash Christians. It's the kikes that Adam Green talks about the most. Glenn Beck likes to have him on his show, and I was listening to Glenn Beck, and this guy, he was a Christian, and he was talking, and I'm like, this guy is Jewish. I knew he was Jewish. He sounded so fucking Jewish, but Glenn Beck didn't put it on his YouTube channel. He only had it on Blaze TV, so I was like, I'll pay. I'll give you $10, Glenn Beck, fuck you. So I gave him $10 just so I could see what this fucking dude looked like. Dude. Holy kike, man. Want to see this kike? Holy shit, guys. I'll show you him. But for you guys watching the actual show, I'll just clip it right here. So just be aware. Be aware that I'm clipping out all the stupid shit, all the stupid Israeli bullshit the kike said. I'm clipping it all out. But he did have some cool... He had some truth mixed in with that propaganda that he was spewing about Israel and stuff that was really good. So I'll cut it together and it sounds really good. It sounds awesome. Talks about how it's a lot of schizo. Dude, it's really a kike talking about Jesus shit. And if you listen to it, it's everything Adam Green talks about kikes being. It's insane. But here we go.
So it leads to the gay pride parades.
Yeah.
It starts there.
That's right.
And then travels the whole world.
That's right. Yeah.
And tell me the connection between the parade and the name.
Yeah, I'm going to share something that I don't think I've ever even shared. But the first part, when I looked in the ancient tablets, Ishtar is the goddess of parades. It says she causes men to parade through the city streets dressed as women to parade as men. Her parades were filled with color and with the bending of sexuality, gender, and licentiousness. So she is the goddess of parades, number one. So it starts here. But also, in Babylon, this is what happened here. There was a gate called the Ishtar Gate, and all the processions started with Ishtar's Gate. So all these processions, as you said, the parades throughout the entire world, started in New York City at that bar. That, you know, the Ishtar Gate had two arches. That bar has two arches. Mm. One arch is bigger, the other smaller. Same thing with Stonewall. They're all the brick arches. It's mimicking the Arch of Ishtar. I'm not saying anybody knew it, but all the parades started there. And on top of it, there was one time of the year that this goddess or principality possessed the culture. They had all the parades, processions, that when I looked in the writings of Saint Jerome, he identifies it. The month of the god, the month of the festivals, is the month he called in Latin Iunium. We get the word June from it. June was the month of the goddess, and she's the goddess of pride. It's the pride month from ancient times. And so this is the month of the processions. And not only that, you know, Jesus said the gods, the spirits go back to the house that they possessed. Well, she possessed June. So now she has repossessed it. And so this month
of June. That's the month of June is
Pride Month.
Pride Month.
Is the month of celebrating.
And it used to be gay pride.
Yeah.
And now
they don't even say that. Yeah.
And now it's just pride.
Yeah. Right.
Which
right.
She was not gay pride. She was pride.
She was the goddess of pride, and she's the goddess of altering sexuality. And through the parades and processions and the month, she possessed a culture, drew the culture into it, and that's exactly what's happening. Glenn, it's not. We're talking about. This is not natural. Is that, you know, America celebrates one day to celebrate its birth. One day. We celebrate an entire month. So do nations around the world, more than their own birthdays. You know, we have never done anything like this before. We've never celebrated sexuality. It's not natural. This is a revival of what, this is what happens when the gods come back. This is what happens when the spirits come back. This is not some general thing. This is very specific. It's very absolute. And the other thing is that not only that, but there was a sign that was associated with this principality. In the ancient writing, she's called, it says Manzat Ishtar, which means, translation, Rainbow Ishtar. She was the goddess of the rainbow. It says that her eyes were rainbow eyes. It's in one of her myths, it says she wages war by stretching across the sky as a rainbow. She uses the rainbow to wage war. She uses the rainbow actually to exact vengeance. There's a very dark thing behind the rainbow. The rainbow belongs to God. I mean, that's the first thing, you know. But one of the things about this principality, it says she steals things from other gods and makes it her own. Mm-hmm. She literally has taken the sign of God, you know. And now it's in the face of God. We're putting his sign of mercy in the face of God. What does that mean? I mean, that's a dangerous thing, that from what I can see. And it's also not natural how the rainbow has spread across our culture. I mean, it's on children's cereal boxes. You know, it's on American embassies. We never flew flags about anything else, but we're doing it. It's not natural. So this all goes back to the goddess.
We're fighting principality. Yeah. We are fighting evil. We're not fighting the people.
No.
Because people can... They've just lost their mind.
Yeah, we're all in the same boat.
Yes.
You know, Paul, when he speaks of the early church, he says, listen, such were some of you. You were doing this, you were doing that, you were doing that. We're all in the same boat. But if we don't speak truth, we got to speak truth in love. If we don't speak truth, we are not going to win them. We're not going to be able to save anybody. That's just as bad. If somebody is dying of something and we don't say something, we're accountable to that. The other thing is that this goddess, it says she grinds away the masculinity of men. Okay, so what is that happening in our culture? Mm. She will seek to, you know, there's an anti-masculine spirit in this culture. She raged against them. She raged against authority. She raged against her father. She raged against the patriarchy of the gods. So now we have this raging against the, quote, patriarchy. Her job is to take men away from manhood, men away from marriage, men away from women, men away from being men. And basically that's what's been happening.
And weren't her temple... workers.
Yes.
Yeah. Didn't they mutilate themselves and wear dresses?
They had her priesthood. I put this in the book, and it's, you know, I always want to put in the actual quote so people know we're not making this up.
Right.
This is that it says her priests were called the Asinu. And the Asinu were these men who dressed up as women. They walked around her temples in women's clothes, women's makeup. They spoke with women's voices. And they basically, it said, because one of the tablets says, not just you turn, but you dress men as women, you dress women as men. And so they were there. And think about this. This is public. This is celebrated by the culture, pagan culture. And they would bring their children to the temples to see the priests, to be influenced by the priests. Children to the men dressed up as women. Well, does that sound familiar? Because now this is taking over our culture. This is the priesthood of the goddess, and they don't realize it. But we are bringing children to men dressed up as women to sexualize the children. This is back. This goes to her temple. And the difference, Glenn, is this. You know, Jesus said they come back stronger or they come back worse. And that is that back then she possessed her priesthood. Now she's seeking to take possession of an entire generation of children. And now where our children were once led in the Lord's Prayer in school, they are now led to question their own gender. Mm-hmm. I mean, what is that? And you know, this is where even...
And it is a god.
Yeah.
It is a god.
It's not rational.
We say we've taken out prayer and worship. We've replaced that with this god.
We're going to worship. We're going to serve no matter what.